The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
In this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, the Torah teaches us about the Dalet Shemrim. The four Shemrim, the Shemir Chinam, the Shemir Sachar, the Sheol, and the Seicher. The Torah tells us, V'chi yishal ish me imrei eyu, if somebody borrows something from his friend, v'nishbar oimeis, and it gets broken or it dies, the Torah is referring to an einis gomer, an accident, which was totally, completely uncontrollable, ba'olav ein imay shalem yishalem. The shayel is kol hanor shaloi. He gets all the benefits from the object. The mashal, the one who lent it to him, gets no benefits from this shayela, and therefore the shayel is chayev on einsim, no matter what happens to the object in his possession, whether he was able to control it by being more careful, or even in a situation where he was unable to control what happened, but a total einus on the part of the shayel is l'chayev, required to pay for the object. In Shayel's Hatshuvas Imrei Yosha to Remeya Arik, Chelik Beis, Simon Samaches. So, Rav Meir Arik Zatzal was asked the following shayla. There was a minion which didn't have their own Sefer Torah, and they rented a Sefer Torah from somebody who owned a Sefer Torah. They paid a certain fee per month to rent the Sefer Torah. Now, as is common in many shuls, most of the expenses of this particular shul were paid for by one individual, and eventually this individual moved out of town. And once this individual moved out of town, moved away from the minyan, so now the minyan found itself with tremendous financial issues, and one of their financial obligations that was not met is that they started falling behind in the rental payments for the Sefer Torah they had rented. When the owner of the Sefer Torah came to ask for his rental fee, the Gaboyim explained to the owner that they can't possibly afford the rental of the Sefer Torah. He threatened to take back the Sefer Torah, and they asked him for achmanas. They need the Sefer Torah. And sure enough, the owner of the Sefer Torah was willing to leave the Sefer Torah in the shul. What had once been a rental had now become a she'ela, had now become a loan. Now, what happened next, Rachmana Litzlan, was that there was a fire in the shul. The Dayanei Ha'ir paskened that the fire was a total complete einus. There was absolutely no pshia, no negligence on the part of the kehillah at all. And the Sefer Torah, amongst other objects of the shul, Rachmana Litzlan, got destroyed. The owner of the Sefer Torah comes back to the Gaboyim. Yesterday, he was devastated. He was losing his rental fee. But now, the owner says, look, had this happened several weeks ago, when you were still renting the Sefer Torah, a seicher is potter on einsim. A seicher is potter if an einus happens to the object which was rented. But since now we canceled the rental agreements, and the Sefer Torah is now yours b'she'ela, so therefore, you now are chayiv in einsim. So although Had this happened several weeks ago, you would have been potter to pay for the Sefer Torah. But now, since it became a Sheila, became a loan, so now the owner was now demanding $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for the Sefer Torah. Now, the financial issues of the shul had not been solved by this fire. And therefore, if they couldn't pay a small rental fee before the fire, to go ahead and to pay for the entire Sefer Torah was definitely out of their budget. And the Shaila came to Rav Meir Arik, are they mechuyev to go ahead and to pay for the Sefer Torah, which they had borrowed, the Einsim, or perhaps there is some way which they may be potter and not be mechuyev to pay for the Sefer Torah. I just wanted to mention some practical examples of a she'ela li'roizmoy. If a person is having over a chash of a guest, and he doesn't really think this guest is going to even take a drink, but, you know, I was covered of the guest, and covered of himself, he wants to put some fancy crystal cups in the middle of the table. He doesn't own such fancy crystal cups. So he asks his neighbor if he could borrow the cups, and he tells the neighbor, Forais, clearly, I'm not going to even drink from the cups. I'm not even going to pour my guest a cup of water from the cups, so you don't have to worry it's going to break. I'm just going to set them nicely in the middle of the table. And that way, the guests will be impressed, the covet that we're giving to this guest, to this dignitary. That would be a classical case of she'ela li'roizmoy. The Iker Shtamsh of cups is obviously to drink from the cup, and since you're borrowing it, Shaloi Almanas to drink from it, so therefore, that would be a classical case of Shaloi Rois. You're not borrowing it to drink from it, you're borrowing it just that you should appear as if it's really yours, for you to appear wealthier and more chosher than you are. That would be a case of Shaloi Rois. And there would not be a chiyuv einsim if something would, chas v'shalom, happen to the cups. If a woman borrows fancy jewelry to go meet her future mechatanim, she wants the mechatanim to think that she's wealthier than she really is, so that would be a classical case of she'ela that would not be she'ela li'rois. Although the purpose of the borrowing is to show off the jewelry to make one appear wealthy, but ultimately one is borrowing it to use it. How does one use jewelry? One uses jewelry by wearing the jewelry. Since she's borrowing it to wear it, so therefore that would be a classical case of she'ela li'rois. Sorry, that would be a classical case of she'ela. She's borrowing it to wear, although her imik hakavana in wearing it is to show off, but Lamai says she's borrowing it to wear, and therefore that would be a classical case of she'ela. If one borrows a painting to hang on the wall of their house, that too would be a classical she'ela. Although one does not do anything with the picture, they just look at the picture and enjoy the picture, that is the hishtamshus of a picture. The hishtamshus of a picture is that it enhances the beauty of the house, and therefore, when one hangs a picture on the wall, one is using and enjoying that picture in the way that it's meant to be used and enjoyed, the hainu, that it's enhancing the decor that's beautifying the house, and therefore, that would be a classical case of she'ela. What would be a more interesting case is if one borrows a vase full of flowers to put on the table. On the one hand, one can argue that that's the entire shtamshus. It's not beautifying the house, so to say. It's not enhancing my house. But the flowers on the table, they're just pleasant to look at. It's not, it makes a nicer environment around them. It's not really a hishtamshus, a use of the gufa flowers. However, on the other hand, this is the way flowers are used. It would seem, and I saw this from notes from Rabbi Roth, that although a painting on the wall is a true she'ela because it's enhancing the house, so therefore you're using it directly to enhance the house, but flowers on a table, one can argue, is similar to the case of the mitzvahs lav l'hanes ninu. On the one hand, one is not having hana directly from the flowers, but rather one is looking at the flowers, their presence, their actual presence makes the atmosphere more enjoyable, and therefore there's no direct hana from the flowers, and therefore, according to the Ktsais and the Nesivis, who say by mitzvahs lav l'chonis ninu, that you need hana to be a shela, hana from the actual thing, flowers sitting on the table, it's hard to say that I'm having hana from the actual flowers. However, according to the Ar Sameach and Imre Yesher, that a mitzvah object, although there's no hana, one is a true shel, because it's being used in the way it's generally used. So since these flowers are being used in the way that flowers are generally used, therefore one would be a true shel. Contrast that to the cup, which is generally drunk from, where in this case you borrowed it just to place in the middle of the table to look at, which is clearly a she'ela l'rois, because it's not being used the way it's generally meant to be used. And you're not going to have a no from itself, but rather from its message. Contrast that to a painting which is hanging on the wall, which not only is being used in its proper use, but since it's attached to the wall, it's upgrading as part of the decor of the house. That's using the thing itself. Loose flowers would see in a vase, not attached to the house, would just make an aura. One looks at them, and they get a sort of pleasant feeling that's not a hishtamshus from the thing itself, and therefore it would seem to be dependent on the machlekes of a chetza shel mitzvah, whether one has to have hana directly, whether it's totally on halachic hana, in which does not exist, not by a mitzvah, and not by flowers on the table, or it's totally in using it like it's meant to be used, in which case, both flowers and a mitzvah object, one would be a true shel, and chayev in einzim. What happens if somebody borrows a CD, and he's borrowing the CD, and now the CD is nenas? So is that considered to be a hana from the guf hadover? Is that considered to be that one is being nene from the guf ha-CD? The CD itself is worthless. It's the digital information which is inside the CD, which is what one is having hana from. It would seem that that's the package, that this is all considered to be a hana from the guf of the CD, although one can't see with the naked eye or isolate exactly the programs which are on the CD, but it would still seem that this is considered to be a use of the guf ha-CD, and therefore it would be a regular she'ela and not a she'ela of l'rois. There may be a chedushei harim which argues on this psak, but it would seem that if one borrows a disc, so that would be considered to be one planting having hanof the guf hadover, and he would be a regular sheila. Borrowing a shofar, borrowing a chesed shel mitzvah, we already mentioned machlokes ha'poskim, and it seems that the consensus of the poskim is that one would be potter from einsim. Borrowing a sefer is more chomer, and it's more likely that the person is in actuality chayev in einsim. What happens if somebody borrows an esrog, and now the esrog is nenas? So then it would depend. If the esrog was borrowed on the first or second day of Yontif, so then in actuality the esrog was not borrowed. Really it's a matana l'nas l'hachzer. Now that an einis happened to the esrog, and he cannot do a ma'isa chazara on the esrog, then he reverts to a shomer status on the esrog, and therefore he would not be chayiv on einsim. Now he better shake esrog luluv again, because since he's not being mekayim the tanai of returning the esrog, so then he wasn't mekayim the tanai of the matona manas lahachzir, and lemafreya the esrog was never his, and therefore he was not mekayim the mitzvah of esrog. However, if it's the chalomayid, so then esrog hashol is kosher. So then it would have the regal halacha of borrowing a mitzvah object, and it'd be subject to the aforementioned machlekes, which he said the hachra of the Deir HaPaiskim is that one is potter for einsim. But the first 2 days of Sukkos, where it's not really a sheila, it's really a matan al manas lahachzir, so in the world of matan al manas lahachzir, if one does not give it back, so then one is not chayiv and einsim. He only is, at worst, a shomer, and therefore he is potter from einsim. However, he would not be yotzei the mitzvah, since he was not mekayim the tanai of chazara. Usually, paying for the esrog is not a sufficient chazara, since the owner does not want the money, but he wants back the guf esrog in order for him to be yotzei the mitzvah of esrog later on Sukkos. Ramea Arik in the Tshuva discussed at great length whether the Kehillah is chayiv to pay for the Sefer Torah or not. Many of the issues that he discusses are not only negeya to the case of the Kehillah of the Sefer Torah, but have ramifications in other situations and other halachas in Hilchos She'ela, and that is what I wanted to share with the Olam in this shir. The Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Tzadi, Vav Amud Aleph, asks the following Yiboya. Sho'alo, if one borrowed a cow, le'ro'isbo, to be seen with the cow, mahu, what's the halacha? Rashi explains that we're referring to a situation that a person, either he wants to borrow money, he has creditors, but basically speaking, he wants people to feel that he is a wealthy person. So therefore, what he does is, he borrows a very expensive cow, and he parks the cow in his driveway, and everybody who drives by assumes that the cow is his, and they say, wow, if he could afford such a cow, then he must be a very wealthy person. We should give him credits. We'll lend him money. If he owes us money, we won't make a run on the bank. However, the borrower, the shayel, although he has permission to park this cow in his driveway, he has no permission whatsoever to use the cow, to drive the cow, to plow with the cow. He borrowed the cow, le'roizboi, to be seen with it, and that's the only schus he has in the cow. He cannot use the cow in any which way. So the Gemara asks, Sha'allah li'roizbo, if one borrows a cow to be seen with the cow, mahu, what's the halacha? Memayna bi'inon va'ika, it is all we need for the shayl to be chayev, that he borrowed money. So in this case, he definitely borrowed money. You're only chayev if you borrow something. Moment, you borrow an object which is worth more than a shava pruta, but it's isme hanoa mine. It's something which you have hanoa from. You have the right to use the leka, and in such a situation where you can't use the cow, so maybe this does not fit into the parameters of the pasuk when the Torah tells us ki yishal ish, when one borrows from his friends the animal or the kalim mentioned in the previous parashas of the Torah, and therefore maybe the shoyel who borrows the cow only to be seen with the cow, not to use the cow, since he doesn't have hanor from the cow, that she'ela does not constitute a proper she'ela. La'halacha, it is a sveika d'dina, and therefore, the Rosh says, we cannot be mechayiv the she'el in einsim in a situation where he borrowed the cow le'rois to be used, since he did not borrow it for a direct hanah from the cow. The Ktzais in Siman Ayin Beis says as follows. The Ktzais says that we have a klal that mitzvahs lav lahanas nidna, that mitzvahs were not given to klal Yisrael, that they should have hanah from the mitzvahs. And the hanah which one has from a mitzvah, that ruchnis de kahanah, is not considered to be a halachic hanah. Negeh to mudr hanah, negeh to nedarim, negeh to many things. Memeil the Ktzai says that if somebody borrows a sefer, or any chefta shel mitzvah, that is, to go ahead and to learn from the sefer, to blow the shofar, to shake the esrog and lulav, so in such a situation, it's considered to be a shela de lespe hanoa mine. It's a shela which one does not have hanoa from that particular object. And since it's a shela de lespe hanoa mine, so therefore there is no chiyuv einsim on the sefer which is borrowed, on the shofar which is borrowed, on the esrog and lulav which is bothered, because it goes into the shayla of the Gemara. It's something with less may have no mine, and therefore there would not be a chiyuv einsim, provided that the shayla is still the muchzik on his money. However, we find that there are several gdelei achrenim who argue with the Ktzeis Hanacha. The Nesivis says that although in principle he could agree with the Ktzeis, however, he says that the Ktzeis Halacha could only apply to other mitzvahs besides for a Sefer Torah. Limud HaTorah, the Taz says, the Nesivis says, is Lohanes Nidnu. We find that the Taz in Hilchos Nedarim talks about that Torah is given for a person's hanah. A person is supposed to enjoy limud haTorah. There's a famous Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, where Rabbi Avraham ben Ahar, by mudr hanah, he writes that the Ptur mitzvah v'hanas nitnu does not apply to Talmud Torah. And the Egle Talmud Akdama is also mayrich in this theme, that Talmud Torah is lehonis, that one is supposed to enjoy their Torah learning. And therefore the Nesiva says, that even if he would grant the Ktzais with his Hanacha, that a mitzvah object, mitzvah lav lehonis nitnu, would be able to pater the shayel from Einsim, but that's a different mitzvah object, other than a Sefer Torah and Svarim. If we're dealing with Svarim, we're dealing with Sefer Torah, the rule of mitzvahs lav lohanes nitnu would not apply, and the shoyel would indeed be chayev in Einsim. what's negea to other mitzvah objects, not like, not svarim. So there we do find many gdeli achreinim who paskin that there would not be a chiyav einsim. The Machan Ephraim learns that there is no chiyav einsim on other mitzvah objects, and this Machan Ephraim is brought la halacha in Rabbi Kiva Eger at the beginning of Hilchas She'ela. However, the Nesivis argues that this svara would not apply to svara. In the Sefer Or Sameach, he also argues on the Ketzais, but for a different reason. The Or Sameach and the Imre Yeshu himself want to learn that when we discuss the Ispe Hanoamine, or Lespe Hanoamine, we're not really referring to what's halachically called Hano. But rather what we're referring to is, are you using the object or not using the object? Tesis, on top of the Amid, Memoine de Mishanimine, Pirish Shemishtamishme, you're using it. According to the Or Sameach, and Imre Yeshu also leans this way, the problem of borrowing the cow to make yourself look rich is not so much because there's no halachic hano, but rather you're not using the cow. The cow is just standing there. The cow isn't doing anything for you, except people could look at the cow and think that you're rich. Since you're not using it, She'ela has a requirement that you have to use the objects. However, Zokta Or Sameach and Imre Yeshu, that a sefer, you use it. A mitzvah object, you use. And since you use it, so therefore, it would go into the general category of she'ela. So again, the Ketzais learns that the kehillah would be potter because of mitzvahs lav lahanes ninu. The Nesivis argues and says that the kehillah would be chayev because Torah is lahanos, and Imre Yeshu and Or Sameach argue on the whole premise. They say that although the Gemara says you need meinad ispe hanoamine, we're referring to money that you have the right to use. But if you have the right to use it, even if there is no halachic hano from this particular mitzvah item, according to the Or Sameach and the Imre Yeshu, one would still be chayev on einsim. As we mentioned, the Machan Ephraim and Rabbi Kiva Eger pater by general mitzvah objects because they go with the Ketzos and the Nesivis that we need halachic hana. And at the end of the day, what's negated to this kehillah, this Sefer Torah, the Imre Yeshu says it's a suffix, and he says that a pshara should be made.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.